While Anna's eating her little Hawthorne snack, I'm going to tell you a little tidbit of a realization that I just had. When I was sitting down recording the water, I was watching the foam swirl around in a little cove kind of area between some rocks, and it's just stuck in there swirling around, and the patterns that it makes looks exactly like a Celtic symbol for mother that I found, that I made a card out of for my mom for Mother's Day. And it has all these different, it has the three different spirals for sort of maiden, woman, and crone. And it was exactly making that symbol between these rocks, the way that the water was swirling. And because, you know, this could just be a coincidence, but because of how much of importance water is here for shaping the landscape, I wonder if that symbol came from, you know, the water as mother in this case, and became a metaphor for mother. I don't know if that's true or not, but I saw it right before my eyes and I couldn't help, you know, making the connection. And then the other thing was more like a physiological kind of realization based on that idea that water is sort of the mother of the landscape. Because as I was looking up, the water was rushing toward me, and the rocks were coming at, like vertically up the side out of the water. But because my eyes were trying to follow the water, you know, quickly as it moved, it appeared that the rocks were actually growing out of it, sort of moving or growing. So it's kind of like right before my eyes, because of my own, you know, physiology, the rocks appeared to be growing out of the water. It was just kind of a bizarre moment to feel that, I guess, what do you call that when a...
epiphany.
Well, it wasn't an epiphany. It was like something that can't be happening is happening. It was kind of like a mirage, but not a mirage. A mistaken sight or something. You know, I was seeing it, but it was because of my own body, not because of what was in front of me. And down where I was sitting, you are just absolutely surrounded by the sound, because all the sound is bouncing off the walls of the limestone, the gorge that's formed here, so it's just reverberating. So you're, even though you're not in the water, you're totally surrounded by it. And the other thing was that I was sitting right next to a piece of land, a piece of earth that had just kind of sheared off, fallen off. Not a huge piece, probably like a, you know, 2 by 3 foot chunk that just sort of fell off the edge and is falling towards the river. So, you know, I was sitting right next to part of the landscape changing, probably even from the last storm or the last big storms that they've had because of all the water.